In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I have a material witness on an aggravated battery with a handgun in the league room. Might be in retaliation for your testimony.
Broadcasting live from Los Angeles, it's the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by James McDonald, Reggie Wright Jr., and Alex Alonzo on the Digital Soapbox Network.
The Digital Soapbox Network.
All right, let's welcome everybody to another episode of the Gangsta Chronicles. I'm one of the hosts, Norman Steele.
And Big James.
And today we got some special guests. Two of the guys, newest cats on Digital Soapbox right now from On the Line Podcast. Y'all want to introduce yourself?
I'm Junior.
I'm JJ Fumpy.
Yeah, On the Line Podcast, they talk about any and everything that goes down in the penal system. Y'all want to explain y'all show a little bit? So when they do catch up with it?
So in the On the Line, we have several different segments of the show.
Talk to the mic.
Can you hear me? So one of the segments is called High Speed Chase. Second segment is called Law Library. Another segment is called Part of the Game. Next one is called, another segment is called Chop It Up. So those are the segments of the show, and those are the topics we, the current events we will elaborate on in our show. If you check out our show, On the Line with Junior and JJ Furman on Digital Soapbox Network.
All right.
Hit that like and hit the subscription button. Even on Gangsta Chronicle, hit that like, hit the subscription button, and leave the comments.
All right. Well, let's go. These are two homeboys that's been in that and locked up for most of their life. So now they got a show and go put y'all up on game. James, what's going on with you, my brother?
Oh, man. Everything. Trying to stay focused and do my thing.
Yeah.
I want to touch on, and I don't watch YouTube like that and all this other shit, but when people start hitting me, I had to check it out. This little Tekashi cat, I just want to touch on this dude because I think he truly got like fucked up in a very big misunderstanding of what he did. You can't glorify that situation. I don't give a fuck if you try to glorify it with a hammer, rape, murder, robbery, none of that shit. You know, to do what you did and then send people to prison and then come home and then say the reasons why he did it is fucking sad. You did what you did because they was fucking your baby mama. youngster, the first thing you do is, was your baby mama raped by any one of them cats? Fuck no. She wasn't raped, she gave them the pussy. So they was doing something and putting it down a way you couldn't. And she gave up the pussy. Oh, boy. You were sitting out there, and you knew what you was getting yourself involved in, hanging out, kicking it. This to me, this is what happened. I need to build not only my self-esteem, but I need to build up my gangsterism. The only way I can do that is go fuck with some real niggas. When he did that, now I have this behind me. It's not like a contract you could tear up and just move on. Now you stuck and you don't have a way out. So your only way out is to get niggas caught up in the situation. And that's to video them while they doing dirt and all this other bullshit. So you pretty much set yourself up just like you did them. But there's no excuse for the way this dude is talking. There's no excuse for it. He's talking like I was justified in what I, you know, getting at these cats like that. No, you're not justified. Why did they whoop your ass? You ain't told that story. You know what I'm saying? Why did the motherfucker? Why would I put my hands on this cat? Because if you up under my tutelage, mm-hmm. and I'm getting paid the way you say you was paying, mm-hmm. nobody in the hood gonna fucking touch you. I'm going to prison. Or I'm gonna get killed by the homies because you fucking with my money. Right. And that's what them dudes was doing, man. They was taking care of that cat. They mm-hmm. gave him what he wanted. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of cats in the music business that don't fall up under that creed. They, you know, come up grown and born straight gangsters. Mm-hmm. Gangsters by nature and not by choice. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. some of these cats are just pulled in. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then now that they where they want to be, mm-hmm. now there's you try to slide out, get the fuck out the way. It don't work like that. You done created a bomb, motherfucker. You don't understand. And just because you paid your money, spending money, taking care of motherfuckers, you're not excluded from the rules.
Exactly.
This hood shit.
Well, sure. You know what the biggest thing is though with him? He pretty much used them motherfuckers to get the notoriety that he wanted in the hood. That was the word I was trying to get. He used them to get notoriety, talk cash shit to everybody. And really, he was running New York. Didn't nobody say nothing back to him because they wasn't scared of him. They were scared of people he was running with. And a couple of them cats is glasses on, boy, my dude, glasses. Mm-hmm. He messed with Male Murder and all of them dudes, right? So the thing was, he used them to get his notoriety. He saw the heat was coming down. He got tired of paying. So he said, you know what? I'm about to drop the dime. Once the heat came down, it was an escape plan for him because he knew that what was going to happen, it was exactly going to happen. We live in a generation of suckers right now. That accept any and every damn thing.
Well, I'm not just gonna leave it on Tekashi though. On that note, because it's our fault that we allow any and everything to come in the hood.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like we allow so much bullshit right now, man. It's like the dude came back, man. He just broke the internet record with 30 something million views. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, back in our time with nobody, and I don't want to sound like one of them old niggas, but it's the truth. I know they get sick of hearing us talking and everything, but that's why we got formats like this, just to keep it all the way funky. This dude should have been got his head busted open, man.
Well, the rules are has changed big time. You know, this situation, you don't have to sit on the couch and wait for paperwork. You know, you saw this dude do this. You know what I'm saying? Back in the days, that's the only time a motherfucker would move on you is when that cat sent that paperwork home. You know what I'm saying? And it's black and white. It's there. You already out of here. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, it's fucked up because you got cats that use the word snitch very, very loosely. You know what I'm saying? And now you have niggas falling in line just because another nigga said whoop-de-wham-bam. It ain't sitting back and show me the paperwork. You know what I'm saying? This cat, on a note like that, anytime you stand over there and they said, is Michael Jackson present? Do you see the man that robbed you? And you say, yeah. Yeah. You already done.
That's snitching.
You done at that point.
That's snitching.
The official and referee blowing the whistle.
Right. So how can you come home and got all these excuses? If they tried to kill you, they would have killed you. Half of the excuses that you use. And then at first I was sitting back like, man, he kind of like make a point. But you have other options. You the motherfucker with the money. You could have said, nigga, I'll be back and don't come back. He should have had a spot where he could go to be out of sight, out of mind, and didn't have to fuck with them dudes no more. And that's just called just leaving them dry. Mm-hmm. Now y'all ain't got the motherfucking money no more, but I'm out of here. And then go on and do your thing. Mm. This is the reasons why I left. But you can't use that excuse because you left funky. You feel me?
His exit was all bad.
Yeah, and it just fucked up how he's out there. The little cat is just so arrogant, you know what I'm saying? And out there showing his little money and his jewelry and shit like that.
Well, you just named the main thing. He the dude with the bag, right?
Yeah.
When you got the bag, that means you have power.
Yeah.
That means that you go get some niggas tougher than them niggas that you fooling with. And you bring them on the squad now.
Right. But he was
but
just
don't let him in that deep. You know what I mean?
I don't mean to cut you off, but this dude, 24, 25 years old, this little cat don't know the game like that.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, definitely.
His intro was fucked up. The only reason why he got in is because he had the money. The only reason why he wanted out is because he was losing his money. He was giving his money to niggas that he was knowing fucking his girl. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, you know, don't blame it on them, but you still want to be with baby mama? Now, baby mama was giving the pussy away to niggas. It didn't matter about the money because she was getting dicked down in a real kind of way.
Yeah, it was.
That just let him know what she did. She thought you was a fucking clown from the beginning.
Exactly.
From the jump, she already knew you was a buster.
Woo wee, here we go.
Any real brawl, goes
live now.
Any real brawl know.
Speak on it.
Your homeboy trying to get at. That's where pillow talk come in. Hey, babe, you know so and so ain't no good. What do you do? Oh, he tried to slide up on me, but you going to handle that a different way. She never did none of that.
Because that wouldn't. That,
she,
that,
look, she just took the dick.
Yeah.
Continuously. It's one time, all right, but you doing this repetitively, that makes you a repeat offender.
I'm wrong with it, dog.
But it's just a conversation that these brothers have. That gang mentality is a motherfucker. Yeah, and they draw you in.
Yeah, you got to think like that. That's what pillow talk is.
Yeah.
She was real.
She didn't do that, though.
She never, women can see a mark, a bust, or whatever
most definitely.
Just as we can see it. You just a bitch with money. That's all, but I got something for you. I'm going to slide up under you, and then I got some real niggas who going to come get that from you.
Yeah.
That happened many a times, and that's what happened with him. You know what I'm saying? She seen him as a bitch from the beginning, but he got the money.
Can I say something? This is what we call real talk right here. We kind of, not me, and I learned from my experience, but people now today oppose too much on these entertainers. He's an entertainer, correct?
Yeah.
You are, right?
So he's really not a real live street nigga. He's a pretendo or wannabe. And he had the bread or had access to bread to pay some real niggas. I got to be careful how I tread this.
No, you don't.
I don't?
Hell no.
Okay. All right. So,
it's like, dude, I see you.
Right.
You're not hiding, bro.
Right. So, there's a segment we got on the line show called, what's the segment called? Part of the Game.
Part of the Game.
He didn't listen to his older homies or any homie to learn, let him know that these things can happen in the course of you out here about that life. Really about that life, not for real, but for play. So he got a part of something and realized this shit get real. When you're talking to those federal officers and he's incarcerated, he's standing for count, eating that burrito, that peanut butter and apple, standing up in the cold ass fucking cell. He ain't got no cell phone. You know what I mean? It's not about this individual we're talking about. It's about, let's keep it real. He's just a person that had a platform that could speak on it, like we had a platform to speak about his ignorance and his demise.
Right.
Okay, so there's other people that's from all around the world and around the United States that got to understand this. Don't hate the game, hate the player. Meaning this, he wanted to portray that he was a real street nigga. He wanted to be out there flossing, throwing up whatever turf he threw up. I don't know the particular name of the turf. He threw the turf up, but he wouldn't really won. He really wouldn't won.
No, well, they get that. They get that. They get the picture now.
Okay, yeah, now.
But
yeah,
but I mean, it's not even. I mean, that's just.
But
just
he really wouldn't with the shit like that.
It's not. It's time to get he didn't to have the to shit. Be, and they knew that from the beginning.
Right.
When
well, those around him knew he really would, but in his mind, he thought he was with the shit, but he really wasn't with the shit.
No, he didn't.
He didn't think that.
No. He had a game plan going in.
At 24, he had a 24. Hell
yeah! What else you do? You've seen it done by many, by so many others in the industry. They hire gang members, they hire bodyguards, they hire motherfuckers, and then now I can act out and be a certain kind of way. Mm-hmm. Now the first time I seen this little cat was at the LA airport, and he had a fight with some
random dudes.
Yeah, so he was on. I don't know, trying to prove himself to the homies or his security / homeboys, right. Which turned out he got himself caught up in a game because he wasn't bred there. This wasn't his lifestyle.
That's what I was getting to.
Okay, so he chose to pay for that lifestyle. Now, by the time that he got in it and he saw it was thick.
It was real.
It was no other way out of that. No other way out of that.
Because
in the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and an extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream.
Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
They was in him. Yeah, they was in him. They was in his pockets deep. They was in his girl deep. They was in his life. And he couldn't get them out of his life. So it just goes back to show where how because you got money, you put yourself in situations. I've seen it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what, James? Actually, Tekashi is not the first person to do this. No. He's just the first person to be in the public eye because I'm not going to go into too many details, but the situation that you was in, dude kind of did the same thing.
Suge did the same. What Suge did was he incorporated the homies, the hood, and the hood got him to that level. Once he got on that level, he figured he can be that dog and shake the fleas, but you couldn't shake the fleas because now he consumed the hood now. He all hood now. Mm. And some people can't take power and be good with it and know how to use it. The authority is a motherfucker. Being able to do shit that you couldn't do in high school, touch a motherfucker and walk away from it, you couldn't do that in high school. Now you can beat ass and choke people and do all these different things because you got those cats behind you.
But see, here's the thing that separates. That's the same scenario, but here's the thing that separates Suge from this clown.
Oh, I would never put Suge in.
Oh no, not
nowhere near that. No, Suge is nothing like that.
All the game, he knew them before he was Suge, so there's no problem to go back and get the homies. These dudes, he just probably met over a cup of tea or something.
Well, Suge grew up in the hood, that he did, but the cats that he had on his payroll, he did not know.
Right.
Suge, and I knew Suge, but my brother didn't know Suge. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? My brother Bunchy didn't know Suge.
Now, let me ask you this. When Tekashi 6ix9ine came in, his intro was all fucked up from the beginning. Test my gangster, suck my dick, you just wilding out.
But he can talk like that because he already incorporated these cats, these hitters, these niggas that's with the business.
But the thing about that is, the number one thing, you disrespecting people, bro. You can't be doing that shit.
That's what I'm paying y'all for. Because if they come at me, y'all going to take care of them.
Right, but at the same time, they probably feel like this dude running his mouth too much and he getting us in some shit that we ain't trying to.
That would have saved them a court case if they'd have thought like that. I'd have been left that little nigga alone.
Right,
nigga,
right,
you dynamite. I'd have been walked away.
They've had a couple of hot ones of fucking with this.
Different states and getting into it with everybody. Like, I see, I'm here.
Because you can now.
Was out of, was
because he
shit,
can now.
But the niggas from L.A. got in his ass.
But see, now he's dealing with a different breed of gangster.
Right.
And he was, he had beef with a dude from, that I heard is a real cat. They say the Casanova cat is a real cat, right? The Casanova dude out of New York?
Yeah.
You know, Tekashi and them, I guess, busted on dude, right? Dude didn't retaliate. Like, he was running with some official dudes out there in New York. Wasn't nobody scared of Tekashi, but see, Tekashi, what happened is he tore his ass all around the country. It's not like he could be like them other New York niggas and move out here to California up around here where we at somewhere. Exactly. He couldn't go because he don't got, in the course of him running around talking shit to everybody, he don't got himself with some shit with some real cats out here that was trying to really get to him.
Mm-hmm.
But they could never get to him like they wanted to. So it's like he in a no-win situation. He can't go to Atlanta because he into it with niggas down there. He into it with niggas out here. Where he gonna move? To Mars? Because right. Everybody in the country, he done started so much shit around the country that he can't go nowhere. Because if he'd have came out here, he'd have got tore up.
That's why I say his intro into the game was all fucked up. He just came in disrespectful.
Exactly. And I'm not trying to say nobody else, nowhere else is soft. But L.A. cats handle their business a little bit more different. You can't talk crazy like that out here and get away with it.
That's what down south, that's what all of those guys that's not from California are totally different from, like, our gangbanging is on a different level than the rest of those cats. Mm-hmm. New York, them don't really like, ain't on the real Bloods and Crip thing. So the level of gangbanging is totally different. Mm-hmm. My mentality is totally different from some of the cats in New York. That don't mean you ain't got them niggas on that type of tip.
Yeah, that, we're not saying New York people soft, so I don't want to hear no shit in the comments. Oh, y'all saying New York soft. No, we're not saying that. It's just a different level.
Yeah, I've been there. I got some homies over there, and they push the line all over there.
All over.
Oh, yeah.
Vice versa. But kind of tripping off something, man. I am. Not y'all, maybe. So maybe he is, but we got to understand, we just keep using the gentleman's name, right? That problem has this in our own community today. Not at the magnitude, but not, and someone who has a platform as such as he had at the time. But we had that, yeah, we had that, that stuff had happened in his time, and your time, and my time as well.
You just keeping it 100, snitching heels, you know, telling heels at an all-time high.
We're saying cooperate with the authorities.
Well, cooperate. Well, you know what it come down to, man.
Not saying that is not the way you should deal with things, but if you're a gang member, an active gang member, you should not be cooperating with the authorities.
An active gang member, and I'm here to tell you, brother, just because you're an active gang member don't mean you are not subject to be friendly with the police. It's called everybody, and the majority of all the guys out there, they got tickets. They use them when they feel it's necessary. The California is giving up too much time for a motherfucker. When they say, what you finna do, 55 years? Man, check this out. Hold up, man. You know what I'm saying?
Let's pray about this. And this is
what we got to understand, because, man, the police don't have no say in the court.
No.
But what you say sitting at that table talking to detectives and other shit like that, that's what they take into court and use against you.
What's that?
You know what I'm saying? Now, I pretty much think it's fucked up, because if you know this nigga killed 9 people and I killed 4, why you want to convict me? That's because I'm ruthless. You don't think he is. So you're going to use him to get me.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you 5 years. Mm-hmm. He going to jump on the 5 years to say that I'm the beast.
Mm-hmm. You do this, you that. Yeah.
But we both killers.
Figuratively speaking.
Yeah, but we both killers. Mm-hmm. So let him, I mean, it's the system is totally fucked up.
Well, no,
but the let me say, design has been there from the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. And it kills me to hear some niggas, and I know everybody that watches this show got a motherfucker to say, oh, yeah, man, man, there's been so many goddamn Huggy Bears and, I mean, just guys that got relationship with the police. You know what I'm saying? Some of them met them from the county jail when the gang mobs 48 and 4300 was
existing. You're talking about Operation Safe Jail and OSS, Operation Safe Street.
They just have a program, and they know how to shake us up. They know how to get you to talk without even talking. And the next thing you do, he going to go to the next door and say, well, your boy just told us what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me you was the gunner.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck you think he finna do? Oh, he a motherfucking liar. He ain't finna pin this shit on me. That nigga had the motherfucking gun. It was a black 9, and he had on move. That's how it go. But
it shouldn't go that way.
It should not go that way.
But it has happened.
But
it will continue to happen for some people.
You got cats that get out of jail after doing this, it's done changed. Because niggas ain't getting killed for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm saying, man. You exactly right. I'm gonna tell you another dude, man, who ain't nobody, and Reggie said this. And this ain't me. You know how we feel about the just pointing brothers out and stuff.
Well, let's not.
But, no, I got to speak on this.
What's his name?
The cat, Jim Jones.
The rapper?
Yeah, Jim Jones. Mm. Now, you think about this. You know, he don't duck all kind of jail time, gun cases, and drug cases, you know. And it's like the thing is, this man, he was facing 5 felony counts and a misdemeanor from his June 2018 arrest. He was sentenced to 2 years probation and a $1,500 fine. 3 of the 6 charges were dropped.
He was misdemeanors.
No, but hold on. Let me finish right now. Felony counts, possession of a firearm, all kind of stuff, man. This dude don't got away with all kind of stuff and ain't got near a bit of jail time.
Maybe he had a hell of a lawyer.
And no, but they said he was running around with them cats too. I think he's mixed up in this thing too, man.
Okay. If he is, let him get caught. Nigga, don't tell on me. It's not if I get caught, we get caught. That's not how it works.
It's plain and simple, man. If Jim Jones was in the middle of that shit, he'll be in jail right now. Tekashi wouldn't have wasted 5 minutes to put him in it and say this motherfucker did Woot Woot too. You know what I'm saying? And this is the cold thing, man. I'm not going to just start throwing monkeys in the bucket because this nigga said fuck it. I'm not going to throw him in this situation and my fucked up get down because if he got away, he got away.
Right.
If he out of the situation, let him stay out of it. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But that little cat didn't do that. That little cat got the name and the girl, what's her name?
Cardi B.
Cardi B and everybody else. Cardi B auntie, Cardi B grandmama, Cardi B granddaddy was dead 30 years ago. And he told him the motherfucker that was in World War II.
Hey, look, man, this is rough.
Fuck that.
I mean, for the homies that are incarcerated in the state and the feds right now, that probably were the victim of somebody ratting on them or cooperating with the authorities. Yeah, dog, man, that shit is bad out here in the streets. I just want to address that, dog. And I'm saying that man up there, Key Waves or Don Moves are non-affiliates, no matter who you are in there at this time. Well, that shit is way bad out here in the streets, man. And this motherfucker right here, this gentleman right here, he's a prime poster kid for that type of shit. And then mess around, had these kids out here in these streets believing that shit was cool for the dude. And I'm going to tell you right now, that's going to happen to one of these kids. All these younger folks, one of them would get their noodles knocked out because they was like, well, Tekashi, whatever his name is, said he did this and I could do this.
Right.
Then y'all going to have a cremation and a car wash for that motherfucker. I'm just being real. I don't want that to happen. But as time has passed and how they groupie and jump on stuff and look for stuff to attach themselves to, this is a demonstration right here. I don't know when it's going to happen. But believe me, it's going to pop up in the news, on the internet. It's going to show that somebody believed Tekashi, whatever his name, it was right what he did. And they're going to try to utilize it in their life.
Right.
And they're going to come up not breathing.
But see, even after he then pointed his finger, told him whatever, okay, I told, let me get out, lay low, get back to business. He partying like he just... I mean, you know,
arrogant. Ain't nobody gonna do nothing. He got the feds all around him. Who gonna go, like, really at this time? Who is gonna go do something to him right now? The police is all around this dude. He got the whole entire precinct probably in his backyard.
He got the United States with him.
Yeah, who gonna go do something to him?
Well, he gonna have to fall in line.
Yeah, but at some time, they don't protect you forever. It's gonna be a point in time where they gonna feel like, okay,
losing the range on
him. And you, because one, you acting a fool. It's like, why are you doing this? Now we got to relocate you to somewhere else. Or...
Yeah, he don't have to get relocated twice already from where
she
went.
Exactly. Yeah,
so
but
after a while, they're going to just be like, you know what?
You got to look at it. He don't have a face that you can hide.
No,
he doesn't. He would have to go through the laser tag shit. He would have to do all kind of shit to not be recognized. No, serious. He got too many tattoos. He would have to wear makeup every motherfucking day.
That's
so true. He ain't hiding.
Can I say something to
you? Yeah,
go
ahead.
Listen, this is a youngster. He ain't lived that long. I know blah, 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 blah. He's a youngster, man, and he don't really know the significance of the shit that he would have done to himself.
Oh, he know, man.
You think he do?
Yeah,
you think
he
do?
He ain't lived that long, but he lived long enough.
Let me ask you this question.
24 years, man. You got some cats out there that lived a lifetime at 7 and 9 years old that been there. For him to get where he's at and to get involved with some real gangsters, he ain't stupid.
But I'm talking about severity. What I mean by that, let me get to what I'm making. I'm trying to make it real fast. He haven't walked off 10 years or 5 years on him in a federal prison. He still think it's a game.
Yeah.
Right? So when I first went to prison, I didn't give a fuck about going to the yard. My older homies were like, I can't say all the stuff they said, but they're like, I went to the yard, did my with a couple years. I did, well, I think, 4 years on the yard. I was back out in the street with the shit. Soon as they let me out, my first time, right? Didn't give a fuck about what they was talking about, who was talking it. I'm trying to do this. This is what I'm doing. I'm banging. and I'm hitting licks.
Right.
I got my ass caught up and got sent back to the yard. So what I'm saying to him, this is the first time publicly that we know of. I don't even know the guy. I'm just going on this conversation. He went to federal prison.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
That's, you know, whatever, a couple months, whatever, dry out, whatever it is. So now he back out, and he think, oh, that wasn't shit. I got a paid lawyer. I got out. I'll be able to get out any more shit if I get into more shit. So he haven't really walked off no decade or half of a decade.
I don't believe he ever will, because.
And realize,
at the end of the day, somebody is going to run into him. When the smoke cleared and all that shit wear off, he going to find himself by himself and on his own.
Like Steele said, he created all these problems in different states and on the coast. Now he created another problem because you didn't tell on one person. You told on a few. Now they have homies and they have friends. Like, look, you know what I mean?
The thing is, he told on some people that got paper too, man. So they ain't got to ever lift a finger.
Right.
You know, if I'm worth a couple million dollars, if I'm worth $1 million, I'm not going to ever lift my finger to go do nothing.
But I'm not going to give this nigga that kind of credit, that he that smart. I'm not.
Not him.
I'm not going to give him that credit.
I'm going to tell y'all something.
I understand what you're saying, that the people that he told on, they got bread.
I'm going to tell y'all something, I
completely understand where you're coming from. I'm just saying, I'm not going to give this nigga that kind of credit. At 24 years old.
But I'm going to tell y'all
no
something.
He ain't no fucking rocket science. He ain't no fucking smart.
I'm going to tell y'all something about this
all.
Kid. And we might
he was,
not
he was put in a situation where he listened to the federal, he cooperated with the authorities. And they dictated his program.
That's what happened with him. I'm going to tell you
something. That happens with a lot of the people that get in the same situation he has been in now.
Let me tell you something. They didn't just find Tekashi 6ix9ine. They didn't just find him and call him and say, man, we need you to give up your boys. They didn't just find him. Okay. If it make more sense of him calling them and say, man, I got some motherfuckers on my heels. I can't get them off my
shit,
heels.
Real.
And they involved in shit.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. This motherfucker ain't as stupid as you want to think. He's very calculating nigga. This stuff is just not no accident. He plotted this whole thing. You could tell from the beginning, the man went to the Breakfast Club the day that all this stuff cracked down and pretty much said something was about to go down. Well, I'm separating myself from them because, you know, they're not good people. I want to separate myself. It's time for me to change my life. He been knew what was going down.
He had to do
I wouldn't
that.
Be surprised if this nigga had a plan from the gate. I'm going to get in with them. And when he saw it got too thick, say, man, you know what? I'm going to tell on them. I'm going to tell.
He probably
knew that. Yeah, I'm not going to rule it out. But I believe that he was the law, the authorities had laced him how to run the play.
And then I got to go
I don't
back.
Think he that damn smart.
But then the thing is.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold up, Noah. Let me answer this. So you don't think he that smart? Even if the feds came at him and said, we need you to set these cats up. How the fuck did he get away with doing that? He just cool, calm, and collective the whole time. He ain't put them up on nothing. He ain't nervous. He ain't doing shit. This dude is taking videos from the car while they robbing motherfuckers. This dude is doing videos. And the video ain't doing this. The little motherfucker knew what he was doing, and he done it before. He been there.
I said I wouldn't rule it out, but my prediction, I'm not going to rule out what you're saying.
Yeah.
What he's still saying, or Junior's saying, I'm saying that I'm not going to give him that credit.
Right.
That means you can give him that credit. He can give him credit. You can give him credit. I'm just saying, me personally.
Right, right.
But I believe he was coached.
I think he's a plant. I really think he's a plant.
It's not that he used to call a mole. He's literally said, hey, I cooperate with the authority, federal government, the United States, to prosecute these niggas I claim they used to be my homeboys.
And you know what?
I'm not arguing that issue.
The money that he been flashing or doing, that probably came from him. Some show money.
It could be.
It's all kind of avenues to the way.
This shit deeper than what the eyes can see.
It's deeper than the motherfucker.
No, it's deeper than, because the shit be right in front of us as black people, as whatever, gang members or whatever. It's right in our face. The gangs, the police play with us. The way the police play us against each other. The way the police keep me mad at you. Because if we mad at each other, we ain't going to get together. We ain't going to come together. So if they keep us
separated,
then they can work divide and conquer. It's the same thing.
Yeah, circle theory.
So even with Tekashi, he could be, okay, man, we've been trying to get these motherfuckers. We know they murderers. We trying to get them. Mind you, they don't give a fuck about us, but they just want to do their job and they keep their job. So we gonna need you to be one to one bam. But in his case, he grew up. That motherfuckers know him as a kid working in the store the whole nine.
Right.
So he got involved in something that got a little too heavy for him.
Correct.
And his only
that, yes.
way out was to call the police and say, I'm telling you, man, I don't see that little boy doing nothing else. The little nigga, he was scared for his life now at this point because they slapping the shit out of him.
And everything else.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he wasn't.
You know what, though,
I'm gonna tell y'all this,
and this is the truth right here. We can sit up here and talk about this little rat till we blew in the face.
No, we done.
He gonna go out there and still sell a gazillion records. People don't give a damn no more.
I don't know. I'm not. See, you know I've been different, and my mama know I'm different.
Because you know,
I'm gonna say this. I want to see what he do. If he sell the records like you think he would, I don't think he would. I don't think the concert.
He already doing it, man. The man just broke the internet.
Man, that ain't nothing.
He just broke the internet. The video don't got the video alone.
See,
if he had the form in two hours, then he put about, man, I'm telling you.
The video with the two girls?
Yeah, if he did the form right now, if they said Tekashi can do a concert at the form tomorrow, that motherfucker would be sold out.
How many people
I got to see Fat Meat Greasy.
It don't matter. There's going to be a whole bunch of kids there. Do you agree?
Kids. Use the word kids.
That's what I'm saying, because they don't give a damn about all
that
stuff.
No, they don't. It's not only that they don't give a damn, they really don't understand the ramifications. They don't understand snitching. What is all he told to get out of jail? Oh, okay, well, he didn't, you know, they was going to do this.
No, well, you know? And you got people such as us that say, I would have did the same damn thing. You got people out there would have said, right. Because they heard him say, where was my justice?
Are they non-affiliates? Are they affiliated members?
Everybody is associated by something. What's a non-affiliate?
A person that does not actively be involved in gangs.
Oh, well,
gangbanging stuff.
If you know two, you guilty by association. Shit. You guilty by association. ain't a motherfucker that walk in the hood can say, I don't know no gangbangers. I am not affiliated. My nephew's been going to jail and getting harassed by the police just because who their uncles was. You're guilty by association.
In that case, what about the ones who don't? I'm talking about the ones who don't have an uncle, a nephew, or a sister, brother, or cousin. Civilians that just get caught up. That's what I'm saying. Those who don't.
Civilians are regular people.
That's the ones I would address.
But some people don't live by a code like
correct.
They just
correct.
I just
want
to go do my
those are civilians. Those are not affiliated.
And live my life.
Okay.
Those are,
we were just talking about this, right? Mm-hmm. Now, what if a civilian mm-hmm. get robbed, and that civilian go to court and say, "Yeah, that's them the guys that robbed me."
That's mm-hmm. different.
No, he's labeled as a fucking snitch too.
That's true.
But why? I'm a civilian. Robbed me. I'm not affiliated with you, motherfucker.
This is where the shit gets wobbly. The civilian, they look at him as a normal guy going to work. He gets robbed, or a woman. He told on me. This is different because this cat came in, test my gangster. I can go anywhere I want.
Yeah, it's totally different. Tekashi is not a civilian.
Right. So when you put yourself,
he's a gang member.
When you put or a gang wannabe.
No,
he was
a member.
They blessed him as certified.
He paid his way in there.
But they blessed him as certified.
Okay, they blessed him. How they blessed him, gave him a badge of honor or whatever. But when you tell on somebody as a civilian, it's normal. Like, okay, well, he was just doing his normal thing. He was going to work. They robbed him. He got a family.
So
people look at it like that.
He's not considered a snitch?
No. Yeah, fuck yeah, he is.
Why?
Because when you look at Tekashi, he's glorifying that life, running around telling people to suck his dick, just being totally disrespectful.
But the postman is an average day man.
Oh, the postman, he could tell on who he's not bound by those rules.
Right.
Or those
no, I use the word saying. I use the word postman as
but,
saying
but a civilian,
instead of civilian.
A regular guy. That
okay,
has a 9 to 5. He's
so my grandmama is a rat because this man snatched her purse and got on, and then he came to the door selling hotcakes,
and she
called the police on him.
No,
so now she wait a minute.
Rat.
Now she go to court. Man, it, a man or woman, what's the difference between a rat? I mean, niggas got to understand. If you tell, you tell.
Listen to what you just said.
But
though. Why
the fuck did
you
I
tell? You said your grandma. This is a lady who raised kids, probably raised everybody else's kids. She's not out there being disrespectful. I'm this, I'm that. Test my gangster.
Nor is a civilian.
She's not pressing.
I think y'all saying
set.
The same thing, James. I think he's saying the same thing you're saying.
It's not the extras.
Yeah, the extras
that require. I wanna get past Tekashi because I think we gave that nigga a whole bunch of time.
Yeah, real.
But,
real talk.
And I think this topic is for all of us, and how do we view each other opposed to watching every day being killed by white boys, supremacists, whatever the fuck, KKK, whatever the case might be, this young guy was jogging in his neighborhood, and these motherfuckers get out of the truck and kill him.
That was his neighborhood?
Yeah, he lived in
that community. They murdered him.
Here's the thing about that. Who gives a fuck if it wasn't his neighborhood? There's not a sign that says if you don't live here, you can't jog.
No niggas can jog.
In some neighborhoods, you got the gated community with HOAs and Melo. Hey, if you don't live here, you can't be.
But
right.
It's,
but if it's no signs, he can draw wherever the fuck he wants to draw.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, and think
he can draw
backwards
if he want to. What gives him the right to tell him that you can't jog here?
So, should he have stopped or kept jogging?
Stop for what?
There we go.
So,
the thing was, they tried to say their whole reason for being was saying that there's been a rash of burglaries in the neighborhood. They saw him jog and he looked suspicious. So the dude get his gun, go tell his son, they get their guns. They pretty much chased this dude down and gunned him down.
Now, how the fuck do you say you got a man in some jogging shorts, a t-shirt, and tennis shoes? He ain't got no burglary tools.
Nothing in his hand.
He just died because he's black, and he's jogging.
Yeah, and what they tried to say, you know what the thing was, they said it's coming out now. Of course, they're trying to come out with some. They said he was looking, there were some houses under construction, and they said they saw him looking in the window or whatever. How many times I've done that before? If I'm looking for some property, I might be looking for some property. If I see something new going up, I may go look.
Want some peekaboo.
How many of us have done that? If you see a house or something that's, you know, going to probably be for sale or something like that, and you go in and look at it. That's how I bought my townhouse. You know, I was walking down the street and saw a for sale sign. And I looked, I said, oh, that's nice right there. I like that right there. I'm going to come back and, you know, call a number on
that. But that still don't constitute you murdering someone.
That's what I'm saying. Not at all.
You know, if I may, I speak. Even though that using that, that's how you get lost in the sauce when you start addressing that issue. We're not even tripping that. We shouldn't even discuss that. We're discussing the issue that the man was unarmed.
Right.
And you slaughtered him. In the story.
Then they try
and there's no justification about what he did prior to that.
Self-defense. But how is it self-defense when you chase me down?
Y'all got guns. I don't.
Yeah. You defending yourself from what? An unarmed man?
All right, let me ask you this, big dog. Just say, in the hood. We in the hood kicking it. And a white boy come jogging past us. We going to stop that white boy and we kill him. Who's going to go to jail? And how much time do you think we're going to get for killing that white boy just because you were jogging?
We're going to be in front of the jail.
Everybody going to jail, and we're going to death row.
So let's just switch it around.
Out here.
And here we go. Here we got a little boy with a hoodie on, and he in the apartments. He ain't doing shit, but a security guard can kill you. Come on. But if that's us killing the security guards that y'all got in our motherfucking complex, so-called they self protecting our shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What the fuck? I mean,
you're right.
If the shoe was on the other foot, man, this wouldn't be. They gonna nip that shit in the bud. What? They gonna make sure they find. They gonna take everybody in the hood to jail, cause they know somebody gonna say something. Right. And when that motherfucker say something, we all going to jail. We all gonna get life in prison.
Guaranteed.
Might get capital murder.
That's for sure. The dribble.
So
out here.
But this ain't what, and this is where we fall off at, because we all should bear arms. And if the shit happened, like, because it's the shit is real. It's some racist motherfuckers out here for real and will kill you just because you black.
I got you. I totally believe you.
But we still walking around. Niggas is still gangbanging, shooting each other.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Niggas is killing each other on the quarantine.
Yeah.
But ain't paying attention to television that we being wiped out in three different kind of ways. Police, civilian white boys, and the gangs.
Yeah, we now add the coronavirus to it because that's impacting us more than it's impacting any other race.
Okay, so four different ways.
As a black man, boy, we up under it for real.
But that's our fault. That's our fault because niggas need to stand, we need to stand up and pay attention to what the fuck is really going on. We need to start looking. Man, let's stop killing each other, for one. Fuck this, the gang shit. Ain't nobody getting it. If you get a check for being from a blood gang or a crip gang or whatever, let me know, because I'm going to pay you, too. I'm going to pay you. I'm going to give you a check on top of check for being a gangster.
Check for that.
Ain't nobody getting a check for being a gangster.
Yeah, got no check.
Ain't nobody getting a check for how much more time you get than the next motherfucker.
Nah.
And we killing each other, and then we can sit here and watch how these people are taking us out.
Man, I'm gonna say something
and
like at the gym.
When they're doing it, it's not even hitting no more like it used to be. It's just playing out. So what? That's how they doing it. So what?
When was it hitting?
before they got video cameras
got
on their shirts.
Before they got social media. Before they got all that. Now it's just we doing it, and it's starting to happen. Just randomly. You know, every time you turn on the news, this young lady got killed in her apartment, or this dude was walking home from school with his basketball. I was just like, God damn.
And you know what? Due to technology now, they said, I remember when I was on the yard, and I could say this, many years ago, we first got them phones, you know what I'm saying, using the phones while we were in the cell.
Yeah.
It was like, man, this motherfucker's a blessing and a curse. That's the same thing that we were saying that about technology.
Right.
This motherfucker, you start realizing, damn, shit ain't really... in your head, you think one
thing. Phone gonna get you caught up.
Right, but when you call and check in, tap in with mom, tap in with pop, tap in with wife or whatever, nephews, sons, kids, you start hearing their voice on some different level. Like, damn, this shit is real out there. This, you're like, damn, I had one thing in my head, and then when I talk to somebody or I see it on the phone, you're like, damn, that shit is different, right?
Yeah, for real.
And you start realizing, like, damn, man, you start really having those worries and realizing, I fucked up. I've been in this motherfucker too damn long. My vision is fucked up. I'm distorted on how I look at shit. I hope y'all understand what I'm talking about. If y'all don't, I think Junior
do. Yeah, because
y'all got me. But those who looking, and some of the homies is in the state and the federal pens, y'all know what I'm talking about. It's a trip when you look at that phone and start talking to your people and start realizing, if I was out there, this shit wouldn't be going down. Then your ass end up out here, and then you see this shit, you be like, what the fuck going on out here?
It kind of like institutionalized when you start thinking penal code instead of, and then don't know how to function when you get on the outs.
Yeah, but if you could, I mean, some of the brothers or sisters are, because if you look at what they conditioned for, and then when they come out, you take it's called reentry. When you leave from there and get put out here, and you realize you can't do the shit that you could. What will cause you to go back, or you don't have nobody supporting your facts and what you're saying? Man, fuck these fools. Let's run these motherfuckers.
But you have to learn how to readjust, because just like you went to prison, you never been there, and you had to adjust to being in there.
Right.
Now you know you're getting out. You
well, don't they call that rehabilitation? You go through some type of rehabilitation in prison.
No,
that's what they tell you when you get out.
That's what they tell you. But how shit really works? Your rehabilitation comes from the partner you made amends in. Look, man, when you get out, man, that's where your rehabilitation comes from. Them motherfuckers don't care. You know what they told me when I was walking through R&D getting out? We'll leave the light on for you.
Yeah, we'll see you in a month, 6 months.
Yeah.
They tell everybody that, because they know 90% of the motherfuckers coming back. Right.
Yeah, your ass so fucked up, you're going to be back.
Yeah.
Excuse me, one second. I'm going to say this to you one second. I had a
for California. I had a CC2. I was in Calipatria, and I ain't gonna say the year, but anyway, I was in the 90s. I was in Calipatria, and I went to classification. And it was a sister, you understand me, in Calipatria on, I think it was on B-Yard. So I went in classification just for our parole. You know what she told me? She said, she just looked at me. Nice looking sister, thick as a $100 pork chop. She was sitting in there, she looking among these white people. And I'm not just targeting white people, those who were sitting in that committee. And she looked at me. She said, how long is it going to take?
Yeah,
I was like, what you talking about?
Before you come back. She said,
your ass get out in about 3 weeks. How long is it take for you to get back? In my mind, I was like, bitch, fuck you, ho. Ooh. Yeah, I said that. In my mind, and I said that. Fuck you talking about?
But I think everybody that
I did come back,
prison,
though.
Yeah.
I did come back.
And that's why they said
11 months, 13 days that I did show back up.
But you know what, though, James? You made a pivotal point, man, that we need to be, we need to have our right to bear arms together.
Yeah.
And we need to really protect that right. Because I'm going to tell you, in California, what they did, just like you got those white folks in the Michigan and Kentucky that's walking up to the mayor's office with guns and stuff like that, they can do that out there because they haven't gave their right to bear arms. We have slowly let these Democrats out here in California take away all our rights and soften everything up. You know why they did that? Back in the 60s and 70s when the Black Panthers was roaming, that's what they used to do. They used to walk up to office.
To City Hall like
with
that.
Things like that. If you had, back in the day when the Black Panthers was jumping off, stuff like this didn't happen. You know why? Because you know what they would have did to them white boys? They would have been out there. They showed up 20 deep to their crib with their guns out. Citizens arrested them motherfuckers and took them down to the police precinct and said, here, y'all go do something about these. These motherfuckers killed somebody. If y'all don't do nothing about it, we are. We don't have nothing like that. Instead, what we got a bunch of motherfuckers, like James said, running around killing each other. We running around shooting at each other, but our only weapon against them white folks we got is this motherfucker right here, this phone. This our weapon right here now, phone.
The power.
Hold on, James, let me say something. I'm going to tell you this. What happened, I don't give a fuck if it's a policeman or another man jumping on me. If I'm somewhere and I'm getting my ass whooped and I see y'all motherfuckers pull this motherfucker out, if I survive, we going to have some problems. Because if somebody is jumping on my brother right here, I don't give a fuck if or my sons, I don't give a fuck, policeman, civilian, whoever, I'm not going to sit there and let you just kill my people. We'll both be dead together, if anything, I'm activating. And that's what hasn't happened, man. It's time to cut this shit out. It's enough for the marching. It's enough for the praying. It's enough for going to church. We need to start doing something about this shit, man.
Enough for turning the other cheek.
Yeah, because, you know, as our people, as a black people, I know what city who's looking in. In some cities, they don't even have a black grocery store. We can't come to have our own bank. We can't come together to get our own grocery store. We can't come together to get our own car dealership. We can't get on have our own commercial
property.
We need to do so.
We have
instead
that.
Of talking about it.
Well, can
get
and
with
won't
it.
Is two different things.
We need it. We can't get that. Yeah, we sure ain't gonna better get together and have no
that,
business.
That's the point I've been trying to make. That at some point we have to get better with ourselves.
Correct.
I you know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about not separate. We need to unify. Each other. We gotta do it. If we don't, if we stay the way we is,
we doomed. We for to get non-existent.
It's
completely.
Yeah, it's pretty much done.
Okay, wipe myself
let
out.
Let me ask you this. You're saying that, but to the people that don't know how or don't understand, how would you go about it? It's easy to say it, but how?
It's easy, man. Everybody in the neighborhood gotta stop. Look at the shit that we looking at and then pay attention. We've been killing each other for many, many years. Now you got these different organizations coming up and saying it's time to stop. You got Crips, you got Bloods, squashing beefs and all this other shit. That's it. That's the start. You got old men that walk with Martin Luther King is pissed off today. You need to get them brothers out the motherfucking closet and they need to come and organize some shit. You need some motherfuckers that been there in the game.
We need the Black Panther Party back, and I'm gonna tell you.
Not only that, you have to have a structure. Mm-hmm. If you want to complete anything, do any motherfucking thing, you gotta have. You need order. Structure. If you don't have order, you have misunderstanding. if you don't understand shit. That's just why you got this COVID-19 shit going on, and you got cats out here on the block shooting at each other still. Come on, man. This ain't the time to be killing the motherfucker. We already dying. Mm. But we out here shooting motherfuckers because motherfuckers don't want to stay in the house. This is how fucked up it is. And who laughing? The police is sitting back smiling. Look at these ignorant motherfuckers. Man, we just an ignorant-ass race.
You said structure
and
order. That's one thing that our people is not accustomed to.
We have to create force.
But nobody likes taking orders in our culture. Nobody wants to take orders.
Let me tell you. We take orders every goddamn time we go to jail, every time we go in the stove.
From each other. We don't want to do
that. And that's their goddamn problem. Some niggas need to die. Some of the motherfuckers that don't want to be on this motherfucking boat, kill them.
It's not funny you say that.
Wait a minute. No, it's the truth.
Right.
If you don't kill the goddamn monkeys and you let them eat all the bananas, we going to starve. We finna die. But you're going to have some motherfuckers, and it ain't going to be part of history that you had 30 black men like really fighting and rebelling against this shit, and they had their machine guns and they was killing up people. Just like they don't tell you the history about slavery. Mm.
History didn't teach you.
Exactly. About these motherfuckers, they had rebellions then. History. They was killing white people back then. Mm. But the white people ain't going to tell you that.
No.
And they damn sure ain't going to teach it to us.
Mm. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, man, we better get unstuck off stupid real quick.
Thank you.
Because I'm going to tell you, we won't mess around. I'm going to tell you, if it keep going at the rate it is now, man, 100 years from now, we would not be around. And I'm not talking about the mixed people and stuff like that. I'm talking about us, pure nigga. You know what I mean? We won't be around no more. Because I'm going to tell you, man, what's happening is, man, right now, they have us programmed. I'm going to tell you something that tripped me out, man. This my boy Top Dog said this. We was in the studio. Dude Dog from TD, he told me this one night. He said, man, it trips him the fuck out that a nigga will walk through the neighborhood and gun all kind of niggas down, right? But the moment the police come in the room, he put his gun on the floor, get on his knees, and submit.
I said that shit 40 years ago.
Let me
tell you why I did that.
They were scared of that nigga.
The reason why I said that, because back in the days, when the drive-bys was on the cracking.
BG era.
Everybody, these cats do their drive-by and take off. Mm. But it's five motherfuckers in the car doing the drive-by. I don't know why. But it's five motherfuckers in the car and everybody got a gun.
Yeah.
But when the police get behind your ass, the majority of the cats that's doing life in prison has got are doing time because they pulled over. Mm. Not bailed out the car and shot back and got away.
Yeah, yeah.
If you shoot back at the police, they're going to duck. They're human motherfuckers.
Yeah.
But you surrender. Mm. Why surrender?
And this is no, hold on. Let me get my disclaimer.
When the shit gets real.
This is our disclaimer. We're not telling y'all to go out there and fight the police. We're not telling y'all to go out there and do nothing ignorant. But what we are saying is that we better get organized. We better do something quick.
You said cut down the unnecessary bullshit y'all got going on.
No, we really got to understand
cut it down.
These people have an agenda. And they don't like black people. Mm. You know what I'm saying? They don't like Mexicans. Mm. And if the Mexicans don't see it, if the black people don't see it, all white people ain't bad. Mm. Because you got white women living with black men, white women living with black women.
I got a mixed son.
My son is white. Got a little white in him. Mm. But, I mean, all white people ain't bad. But the ones that are,
in position,
they have control, and that's the dangerous part. Long as we keep playing like we can't see, we can't hear, and we don't know how to motherfucking talk, we ain't nothing but monkeys. Mm. And we subject to fall off this motherfucking planet at any time, at their discretion, not mine. Mm. And then they got us to help them.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real steaks, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Indirectly.
Kill each other.
Well, can I say this? You hear this a lot. You know, we kill more, this, that, that, that. These are stats. And then you hear about the same stats about COVID-19. Some people dying of regular stuff, and then they entitle them that they died by COVID-19. Some die of a heart attack, and they say No. I'm telling you something that I know, that one of the young homies passed, God bless his soul, and recently in the city I'm from, they passed for something else and they hit him with that jacket. So I'm not saying a conspiracy theory.
I think they did that with a lot of people.
Okay,
that
so
passed.
I'm trying to make a point. And the point is be that y'all people say, well, blacks killing blacks. Look. Whites kill whites, Mexicans. And also, we're not the only one doing it.
No, but
it's nothing like
it. It's the real disproportion.
How you know?
You want me to tell you how I know?
No.
That shit is plain and simple. Living in the hood, growing up in the hood, when was the first time, and I ain't going to even use you, me.
Okay.
The first time shooting another motherfucker of color, 12 years old. Now, you go from 12 years old to 45 years old shooting motherfuckers. How many motherfuckers you think I done hurt?
No state,
that's
no
a lot, and that's just one individual. No, I'm just saying. No, that's shit over with. I ain't talking about dead and nothing. Don't let it shit.
This is a point.
It's millions of black men my age and started at a young age has committed serious crimes amongst each other.
I'm not saying that.
Here come your statistics. So if one individual can say, and I'm not going to say me or that, or just say him, that Cameron, his cousin, know that he committed, let's say 10, 15, 187s. If he know that, that's just one individual.
Mm.
You times that by 20 million motherfuckers that's living the same goddamn life. You go to the cemetery and look at all the motherfuckers on they what you call them, say, born in 1980, died in 1991, short lived. Motherfuckers ain't dying of cancer at 10 years old.
No.
At 20 years old.
Correct.
We have killed a lot of our own people.
I'm not saying that, but
you don't need statistics.
There's different. There's there's people of different ethnicities who killed their own people as well. We just
not on the level of us.
Not at the rate that we are.
How do you get? Where do you get your statistics from?
Because you just see it there. It's there, like he just said, man. It's like the thing is this.
I disagree with you.
First of all, like
man, I can disagree. Be
do you say? Yeah, I'm you can.
I'm gonna tell you what white folks will do.
We're not doing it.
Hold on.
We're not the black folks are not doing it. That's gang active.
Hold up, because I want to be. We can't be talking over each other and stuff. The thing is, bro, it's like this. White people, what they will do, they'll get drunk, fight, knock each other out. But you would never see no gun come out. You never see a pistol come out. Us, first thing we do, if I'm fighting him and he knocked me out to get the best of me, first thing I want to go do is get a pistol. We live on our pride with our own people. We do our own people so dirty, dog.
Okay. Fucked up. Let me what you call them? White people. White people in gangs. It's not publicized that they killed each other on the street like blacks do. Ooh. You don't see white boys that was just in a gang shooting and killed four people in the hood. You don't see that. You don't see, and there's not too many white boys in prison that killed their own people. You got them in there, but it not on the level. If you get all the gangbangers, the majority of us in prison is for murder. A lot of them in there for murder and killing. I killed the blood. I killed the crib. It's a lot of us. It shows, statistics shows in prison, in the feds, and we the ones that it shows because we get more time. We get more time than the white boys.
Correct.
Now, the Mexicans, if anybody on our level, on our page, is them. They funk is pretty much the same, but they don't fuck each other off like we do. Now the Mexican gangs, they war, but not as such as how we do each other. And then not only that, the police, you don't hear the police killing a white boy every week, a Mexican every week.
No.
We like a target, and you got to understand it, and you got to pay attention. I mean, I see the streets every day. Even if I ain't in that motherfucking, if I'm not in the hood, I see it. I remember it. I lived it. I know what it smell like. And every time you see a drive-by, and when that motherfucking helicopter, nigga got to throw his hand out. He got to show, what's happening? Yeah, I'm doing this. We put ourselves out there to be put in situations. We do this shit to ourselves. But then when we do it to ourselves, why get mad at the motherfucking police, man? He just killed your cousin. That's because it's close to home. But these niggas over here just killed your nephew. We mad at the police for doing what we doing to ourselves. See what I'm saying?
I got so when you do this,
when you do statistics, we just got to look at it from within. You know, a lot of cats has been killed through drive-bys and the gangster shit, the blood and the crib thing. Just think how many over the last fucking 50 years, 60 years. That's a whole lot of us. Motherfuckers, I'd have rather died in Vietnam or something than die in motherfucking Compton, L.A., or in a motherfucking alley. You know what I'm saying? So it don't... Statistics don't mean shit because you never know how many motherfuckers on this planet or how many motherfuckers in the hood. Yeah. So statistics is something some brilliant motherfucker come up with and say, I think it was like 180,000 bloods and 690 million Crips. How the fuck would you know that?
Yeah, you counted that math.
You can't count that.
But at the same time, can I say
just
this?
Like the corona shit, you can't count that.
Can I say this?
One thing, I know we run out of time.
Can okay. I say this right quick before we go big on me and Mr. Steele? Yeah, white boy going and shoot up 13, 14 motherfuckers. Shoot up innocent folks.
Yeah, you see that, and that's
usually what's called. They do one crime, never got no record or nothing, going there and start out 16, 40, 50 motherfuckers.
That's because they listen to rap music. That was a joke.
Okay. We in it on that deal.
I what you're saying, man, but...
We in it.
You know, this one of those episodes, man, that we not going to come up with no solution to this one episode, man. It's just healthy dialogue,
food for thought.
Food for thought. Mm-hmm. But I will tell y'all this out there. It's a lot of stuff going on. We really living in some turbulent times right
now. For sure, we are. No doubt.
Whatever you got going on.
Biblical times.
Stack your money up. We are truly living in some crazy times right now. Just on another note, Tyson Foods, that's the second biggest food manufacturer in the world, said that our food supply chain is broken, which means that we might start running out of food at any time in the next, like, in the next month. Like, seriously. And that's because we got rid of the farmer. Just, we living in some crazy times in America right now.
Hey, we run out of food, I'm going to be a Chinese. Yang, 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 yang. Give me cat. Give me cat.
We'll see y'all next week.
Yeah. Gash Chronicles out. Me, me, y'all. Me, me, y'all.
James will have every motherfucker. Every Chinese fan we got.
Give me a me, me, y'all.
Hey, look.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes. Real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.